Parshas Korach. So there's an inyan that when we speak of big people who did averus, and especially those people that are mentioned in the Torah as doing averus, so there's always diburim in Chazal and in Rishonim about what the other person thought. Chazal over say pikechoy ma'ro leisestus and so on. And Chazal usually bring different reasons, different reasonings, rationales, why the person did what he did, and so on. So we always have to understand it. First of all, no mistake in the world of Averis, no mistake in the world of Torah becomes an Avera. Whereas if a person really learned up a sugya and he was done at Din Lamitoy and he got it wrong, So it doesn't get an oinish on the averas and avera. Maybe it would be called shigas Talmud, maybe, but it's not the avera is not that he got it wrong in seichel. The avera is that the person had some sort of taiva midara, something or other that drove him to do what he shouldn't do. He needed, however, some sort of excuse. He needed to be able to be toilet on some cheshbon, because a big person or a good person wouldn't normally do something like that without a cheshbon. So when we have the cheshbonness of people, they're never ever replacing the fact that it's an avera. They're explaining how the person made that toss. There's another knach in that. We also get to learn up the ta'usim, whether it's the meraglim or the eagle and so on. Since the tainus and shittas they had sound like valid havaminas, sound like legitimate havaminas, there's also an inyan to learn up to understand where they're wrong and so on. So Korach is no different. Korach was from the Gdolik Yisrael. The Matayim, the Chamisha Matayim, Nisei Eda, and so on. You're talking about the nicest part of Klal Yisrael. Certainly, we understand that it was a desire for power or kavod that drove them to do what they did. But they also came along with an argument. They came along with a taina. And the taina was a taina of big people. And the taina has a big makom. And we need to understand what the taina was, and why it's not wrong, and so on. So they came along with the following taina. They said, "Kikol ha'edo kulam kedoshim, uvetoicha Hashem, umadua tisnasa kal Hashem." They came with a taina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shavat all Klal Yisrael. Everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak at Sinai, and if everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak at Sinai, then where's the makom that one person should be more chashuv, less chashuv, and so on and so forth? To which the counter taina was, he told him, So Rashi says, he brings the Chazal, and so on and so forth. So in the Shtakla Vitaria, between the two tzadim, on the Baika part of it, on the Baika versus the Kol Kutoshim, lies a Shtakla Vitaria that has a big shaykhis to Yisoyde and Ikra Teira. Korach got it wrong because he had negias, but the Masa Matna, the Indian itself, needs to be understood and so on. So let's start with the taina. His taina is the kol eilo kulak doishim. Everybody is kaddish. Everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak in Sinai and so on and so forth. And it's wonderful. How could you say that's his chalkos and so on and so forth? It sounds like a very good taina. So we say mloi cholor it's kvoidoi. How could there be a chalkos over here? I want to Shteltzu a Mishnah in Avis. Very strange Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Arba Midas Ba'adam. One Midah is this Shali Shali Vishal Choshali. That's a Rasha. Then there is Shali Shali Shalcha Shalcha. It's a shayla if it's Beinus Astoim. Shali Shalcha Shalcha Shali is that I'm Aretz. And Shalcha Shalcha and Shali Shalcha, that's a chassid. It's very strange. I mean, are we talking about over here the midas of gzela and tztaka? So why don't you just say gzela is bad, tztaka is good? It's not midas; these are maisim, and they don't have really shaychas with other. A person can be a gazan and a bal tztaka. Person can be not a gazan, not a bal tztaka. There's two separate midas. One's the midah of nedivas. One's the midah of gzela. And the strange one to understand is Shali Shalcha Shalcha Shali. What kind of mid is that? Well, it's, I don't know. The guy's weird. The guy's crazy. The guy's not all there. You know, it's I'm going to wear your shoes. You wear my shoes. What are we getting with it? I don't know. I mean, what's the point of it? What's the shayush of that? I mean, the Mishnah discusses it. It's not I'm not talking about crazy people off the. You know, depend. We're talking about people that have there's certain shittas, and the Mishnah is telling you this shita is good, this shita is amaratzis, this shita is chsidus, this shita is bad. So let's understand the sort of the nekuda over here, and where the tosin lay, and so on. We say that God will meet us shalom, Akash Baruch Hu sought shalom. All the parishes, you know, the Torah ends with Shalom, and so on and so forth. One would be tempted to understand the Midah of Shalom means that there is no distinction between any of the parts and pieces. For instance, let's give a mashal, a dugma. If a person takes bits and pieces of grain and he cooks them, so at some point it all becomes just like a mass of cereal and it just melds together and you don't have any more individual grains of cereal, you just have sort of oatmeal. That's what you have, a bowl of oatmeal. It became one. So the common understanding of Shalom is the erasure of gvulos between the different entities in the Bria, and that's those gvulos are bad, and erasing them to make one big hodgepodge is the Maila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol comes into the world in two bechinas. There's a bechina of v'loy chol aretz kvoidoi. That means there's not a single element in this world that doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't manifest itself therein. That is one oifen, one type of hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there is absolutely no difference. Hashava mashva lakoil. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't distinguish between anything. That's one element. The second element is asara kedushas. There's going from Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash itself has 10 different madregas. There's tuma. There's mekoymos hametunafos, and so on. There are mekomos mokar mashe efchar. There's this chalkus into different areas, and each one lechura is manifesting a different level of hashkacha and hashras hashchina. We don't understand how these two bechinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coincide. How can you say on one hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere? There's nothing without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other hand, say there's a clear hierarchy of kedusha, ranging from Ein Anivu Yochel Lado Bekivachas to the Mokum of that's Kodesh Kadoshim and so on. That's there's an almost infinite amount of Chilukei Dargos, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself more in each place, more and more. In the big picture, we don't really, like all these big conflicts, we don't resolve it. What we do resolve is as follows. In the world that shayach tavidas Adam, in the world that shayach to what's nageya to us, it's the ischalkus that is important. What's nageya to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mulechotz kvoidei, and there is no ischalkus. But for us, it's very, very important. You can't bring a carbon one step out of the mikshkan, and if you do it, it's a terrible avera. You can't. Every makom has its yichud, and you have to do kifidat makom. Nefesh HaChaim, when he speaks about obviously chassidim, but when he felt they were over pushing the fact that there's no place devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, he felt that you get to a matziv where you even are would be willing to learn him evasim to nafels because you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. And that he says is Akiras Hadas. Because in the world of Avoida, in our perception and the way in which things can happen is only through this Chalkos. So the Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Nekairach and he told them, they came along with the Taina. Now, the truth was, that wasn't their real Taina. The world of the Midas Shabbai is their only taina was because he had become a Nasi and him not. So he said, anybody shouldn't be Nasiim. That's why the taina was malicious. It wasn't an innocent position on a deep philosophical question. There was a note of something very malicious because I was a sore loser that I'm not getting the job, so maybe there shouldn't be any jobs whatsoever. Say that. But the taina he came along was a taina that kola eida kula k'toshim. Everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sinai, so everybody is equal, and therefore there's no mokum for his chalkus. To which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boike, and that's what he says, the Bria itself was built to exist within Gvulas. The Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the things that are within Gvulas. And when one thing comes and one thing comes to Cheshbon, the other, it's destructive. The Gemara says by Iov that he had a taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I was a tzaddik and I'm suffering so terribly. Shemen is chalav lecha Iov ba'oyev. Maybe you mixed up the word Iov with the word oyev. So to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, that every single hair in the body, every single follicle has its pore, and if two hairs come out of one pore, it would not be good for a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure every single hair is in its place. Same thing with rain coming out of one spot or different spots. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu mix up Oyev with Eel. What he's saying is there are his chalkus in the Bria. Everything's mitzias of Kiyum is only within its makor. And within its clearly defined parameters. And if you take it out from there, it doesn't exist. The midah of Shalish Aloch that we said that is Amma Aretz. So I want to try to be masbid the mission a little bit in its Aymik. Not only is Avedas Hashem torn his chalkios, many his chalkios, there's Shevet Levi, there's Shevet Kehuna, there's different mishpachas in Leviim, there's the Mishayrim and the Shayrim Sharu and so on and so forth. There is a tremendous amount of ischalkus, and each one get his own nekuda, and that's it. But mitzad ben Adam lechaveroi, if a person, we attempted to think that the ultimate of chesed is an erasure of gvulas. So everybody buys a coat, hangs it up on the coat rack, and whoever needs a coat just picks a coat at random. It says by the lulav and beis hamikdash, we take out a lulav and everybody would take the lulav. That's the way we imagine it. But that's wrong. I mean, that's what communism tried to say, and they came along under pretense of being super chesed. So besides the fact that itself didn't work and so on and collapsed, but mitzad the oimik, is it right or not? That's the meaning of shali, shaloch, shaloch, shali. The relationship to the other does not come about through a tikkun of me to him, but through a tishtush of the gvulas. In other words, I have a difficulty being misyachis to him, so the eitzah will be no him, no me. That's hefech ratzon habore. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this world to be with these hischalkios. And therefore, if a person is mitashtish those hischalkios, then it's bad. So, shalish shalach v'shalach shali, that's amaretz, because it has no das to it. There's no seichel to it. The person is not... HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world a structure of mine and yours and his, and theirs and ours. And if a person messes that up, he's messing up a certain, what's holding up the world, what the world's kayim on. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants these hischalkos. So that's why that's wrong. The shalish shalcha and so on and so forth, I think I'd like to show the two to something. In the world of Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi includes in itself one Mesechta split into three. The Nezikin is the Seder that deals with Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. The Sanhedrin and Shavuos and Makkos are more ancillary. It's sort of what it so to speak supports the system, but the goof of the system is Baba Kama Tziva Basra. And it's mechulik in the three halakim. Obviously, it's huge, and it would be impossible to have all of that in one sefer. So we made three svarim out of it, like Kalim Christ. No, there's a lot more to it. The way we're explaining now is the shleimus of shalom in the bria is not in the tishtus hagvulis, it's not in taking the individual grains of oatmeal and cooking it till it becomes oatmeal and no more thin grains, but it's very different. Let's give a mashal to what it would be daima. Let's say you have a car. A car needs an incredible amount of parts, but not a lot of parts. It doesn't need 50,000 parts. It needs 50,000 different parts, and each part needs to be exactly what it is. A person's guf has ramach evarim shesagidim. The evarim need to be unique. The heart is very unique. The liver is very unique. The kidney is very unique. It also needs to work together in total harmony. That everything has to be in total sync. That's the middle of shalom that's over there. It's taking what is, that you want the heart, you want a heart that's made of kulay of heart cells, and the liver is made of liver cells. You want them to be different. You want each one to have its own unique metzias, and the shalom lies in the fact that they click together flawlessly, that the heart beats and the lungs breathe and so on and so forth. In the world of Anach HaVeirei, you have Baba Kama, which deals with the recognition that there is an others. The recognition of Bailus, the Hakara in Bailus. And that's why Mazik is not where you're nene from somebody else, it's not your money. It's you eroded somebody else's Bailus on a Chafetz. This is a mashal. Let's say a person has a cheap pen. The thing that comes in big boxes of 25 or 100, each one is worth a kaimelon of a few pennies. You lose it, you don't think twice of it. And that's, somebody would tell you, you know, I found it, I saw a pen laying somewhere in the woods, or close to, or even the woods, but a little further out. I say, well, what's the, forget it, it's okay. But let's say somebody else comes and uses it. Always takes it without asking permission and uses it. We'd be very, very annoyed. Why? You don't care. It's not valuable. But there's a certain tafka of my gvul on it. And afka my gvul is something I can't tolerate. The etzim is the key that it's mine. So Baba Kama deals with that. Baba Kama finishes with the halacha that whether or not small stuff is usable, somebody else's, depends on whether he mines or not. Sawdust, the chips, rock chips, and other stuff. And the Gemara says it depends. This stuff people makbid, and this stuff people not makbid, and masim chuzah, they're always makbid, and so on. So the definition of the others, that there is an other, and it's mechayev me, that is the chelek of Baba Kama. Bar Mitzvah is the defining, the mitzvah and chiyuv to define the gvulas. Who's the mesher, who's the shayer, who's what and who's when, that's the second, in dini mamonis. I have to be done on the pruta, din pruta, din meya, because we're talking about defining rishuyas. And therefore, it starts with shayim ha'chzin, and it finishes with something which is grows between two places. It's not a suffix because somebody's lying or they made a mistake. Sometimes it's be'etzem a suffix. Sometimes it's a suffix between two places. If you go by the top or the bottom. And Reb Shimon splits the hair. Reb Shimon says the chelek that you can take with your hand alone belongs to the one on the top, the other chelek is the other one. And Bar Mitzvah ends with a pin, not Reb Shimon, that's Bar Mitzvah. In other words, the kvias gvulis is a mitzvah. The kvias gvulis is the way in which we bring together the shleimus of the bria is by the kvias gvulis. In a cholent, all you need to know is what to put in, and you dump it in. That's that. In when you're building a machine of some sort, you need to know where every screw goes. Its place and position is critical. It's not a bag full of screws and bits and pieces. It's very critical to find that nekuda over there that it belongs, and that gives it, that creates its shleimus. By defining each chelek, what it is, where its place is, and how it connects with the rest, that's how we bring about that shleimus. Babasra is interesting. Babasra starts with Shush Shecholka, which is called Hilchas Sheinim in the Rambam. And Hilchas Sheinim is where I have things that belong to me. They are mine. You don't have any kinyanim in them. But it's meshubit to you. It's my things are meshubit to you. Bar Basra finishes with the din of Arif, that somebody becomes an Arif to somebody else. And it's extraordinary when we listen to the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Midas Chsidus is Shalcha Shalcha, Shali Shalcha. Now, if I give something to you, so for 1 minute it transferred from the Shali to Shalcha. And it's no longer Shali anymore, it's yours. Yes, I once gave it to you, it's nice. It's like a matana. But it's gone, it's yours. The hechatimtza for the shali being shalcha lies in arvus, in the shcheinim. It's where something that is mine, but it needs to click in with the other. If I have a shachin, and I want to soak certain materials in my yard, it's my yard, and mitzad that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do. But since there's somebody near me, I have certain shibudim to him. And my field is meshubit not to create things that will ruin it. Somebody who borrowed money has to give it back because he borrowed the money. Or he got it, or whatever, or he worked for it. So he has to pay him. An arvus is a very unique type of kinyan. It's a one-way kinyan. I got nothing out of here. I didn't borrow any money. I didn't take any money. I didn't steal any money. I didn't do anything. Where's my chiyuv over here? So chiyuv of arvus is a unique chiyuv, and on that the Gemara says, you know, it's by Yanoah that he trusted him and so on. But al kapanim, I was using it as a dogma. In the world of Benon Haveroi, exists the same exact mahalach over here. That it's the shlemus and the shalom is acquired not by it being mitashish the gvulis, but by understanding how the bits and the pieces should work. So going back to our union over here, the koyrach vadosai is the dugma in the Torah of something which is it's the parasha machlokes, it's the parasha where the parasha where the godla shalom and tautera machlokes is displayed, that even ketanim dies and so forth. We need to learn things from it. Understanding the core inyan, that in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two pieces together that work together. There's individual pieces that have to fit together, and there's a big circle that encompasses everything. The anhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world is the gvulas of Bria. And the gvulas of Bria need to be there first, before there's any talk of chesed, shalom, and so on. It applies in many places. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says that Rabbi HaKadosh was giving a shir, somebody ate garlic, and it wasn't very unpleasant odor, and Rabbi HaKadosh said, who is it? And Rabbi Chiya got up and left. He said, you know, like sort of, it was me, and he left. But it really wasn't him, it was somebody else. So he asked him, why'd you do it? He said, you know, I didn't want to embarrass the person. How did you know that's the right thing to do? He learned it from a Meya. And more being sort of Meya. How did a Meya learn the right thing? He learned it from Shmuel HaKotten. How did Shmuel HaKotten know what's right? Learned it from Yeshua, and some say from Moshe, and so on. Four, five, six different where to learn from, until we get to a Pasuk. So Reb Chaim Shlomitz used to ask, I mean, so why go through all the steps? Why didn't you say he learned it from a pasuk? So Reb Chaim used to say time and again, Reb Chiya has no business learning it from a pasuk. He needs to learn it from a Meir. That's his Rebbe. In the Hemshech of Torah, in the Torah coming down and applying itself in each and every matzav, in each and every door and so on, it comes through a mahalach. The Kolei Lekulei Kedoshim is, in its raw form, is a churban. It's not the pshat, here's the sefer, go and dash it. There was somebody that said that. He was the one who started the karoim. He said, here's a sefer, and, you know, everybody can go and learn himself. Dash it, you know, learn it well, and you'll know what to do. That's an akira of Torah Shebaal Peh. Saying here's the safe. The Gemara says that by Yani HaMelech, when he killed at Chachamim and they asked him what's going to be with Torah Shebaal Peh, and he said Torah Menachas Kehan Zavis, what's going to be Torah? He said Torah Menachas Kehan Zavis, going to be Yitla. He said Melech Torah Shebaal Peh, whatever Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, you don't have the Kolei Lekulei Kedoshim is not realized by a mob. A mob is not Achdus. So it's true in Malachi Torah. That's why if a person were to take on Psokim, there are people that think, I don't know, I don't want to be cynical, use the word cool, but take on the Rambam's Psokim. I only pass with the Rambam, I go with the Rambam. That's wrong. There was a Seder Adairis. There could be the Rambam is bigger, and we don't measure it, and it could be. It makes no difference. But there's a long chain afterwards. And we can't just jump it. There's a Seder HaDvarim, how things went. And for us, we have where it's coming to us, from where it's come to us. But not a Yerbuvia of, you know, kulchem basa melai. It's not like that. It's true in hierarchy of Klal Yisrael. Despite that every single person in Klal Yisrael has the ability to attain the greatest schar in the world, that's true about schar. Everybody can be a bigger tzaddik than anybody. We can be a bigger tzaddik given the Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no gvul. Nevuah were limited. But other nevuah were not limited. But a person who is doesn't understand his makom, he's not makas mekomo, which is one of the midas that the Torah is nikkus with, one of the midas the Torah is nikkus with, then it's a churma of Torah. Because what does it mean I'm passing around? Or somebody once told me he passed like the goy in every place. I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, it's because the Talmidei Agro were manhigit, and they put down a community like that, and b'meila, the Emshel community goes with that. But somebody picks it up and say, ah, Hanhogas Agro. It's not shaykh to you. Every single piece has where it clicks and where it finds metzias. And third of all, in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it's an extraordinarily difficult thing. We can do a lot of chesed. We can be selfish and do chesed. But to deher the other and his rights, we always have an easier time being nice to people that are no threat to us, not at all in our madrega, no, you know, not at all shayach to where we are, whatever station we are in life. We find it usually easier to do that than with somebody who's close to us. It close to us meaning in stature and so on and so forth. Because when I do the chesed with the person who's way beneath me, I don't feel that, you know, it's fine, I forgive him. I don't feel it's sort of intruding on mine. The nisayon starts when somebody is of similar stature and so on and so forth. That's where it usually starts, the problem. The tishtus ha'gvul is the hakara that this is Shevet Levi, and he's the Kohen Gadol, and he's the Rosh Yeshiva, and he's the Rav, and he's the Rebbe, and he's the this, and he's the that. Those hakaras are all vital to give Torah the gvulas that it's supposed to have. It's supposed to have the gvulas, and a person is supposed to be aware of it. And that's why Shali, Shalcha, Shalcha, Shali is Amaretz, it's Hefech Torah. Once I've established that understanding, so now I can be mishabed myself to everyone else. Shalom lies in having each nekuda find itself and understand how it has to work in harmony with the other nekuda. Sometimes you find if shalom bayis is defined that there's no bickering or no fighting, whatever it is. Sometimes you find a relationship where one person is very controlling, extremely, to a point the other person just doesn't care anymore, just sort of threw in the towel, and it's kind of just follows along apathetically. Some would say, well, if we define shalom bayis by the lack of bickering, this is it's perfect. It's never a cross word. No, because there's no other. It's not bein adam lechaveru means there are two over there, and the shisoid is being makir the other, and being makir that the other has a place that I don't have, and being makir that I have a place that the other doesn't have, and being makir that unless we work together, even though we have different koyches, the whole body consists of koyches menugadim. You have something that tells the body to produce insulin, and something tells the body to stop producing insulin. You have something that tells the body to produce adrenaline, something that tells it to stop it. Almost all of the hormonal systems work like that. And they're both vital for the existence of the organism. Because when you have different halakim, you need to have, they need to be working together. So the Gadol HaShalom that we learn from here is not that everybody should be the same. Not everybody is the same. A person needs to be makir. This person is Talmid Chochem. I'm chay b'chvoydei. This person is like a from the Gedolei Hador. This person is this. This person is that. I have to be makir those in Yonim, and then it's shayach to be mishtatev with it. The Koyrach's excuse was wrong as an excuse. It's true they bring yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to everybody. But it says they stood in different places. There was a mechitza for Moshe, a mechitza for Yeshua, a mechitza for Klal Yisrael, and there were different sides of the har, and so on and so forth. So the answer is the Torah that we have has two features to it. There's Kol HaTorah Kulo Inyan Echad, that all of Torah together includes everything in it, and there's my Torah, the Seichel Yosef Secha. It's true in Torah, it's true in different Anhagas and so on. The Shleimus of Midas HaShalom requires two Halakim to it. It requires a Hakara in the other person, his value, his recognizing who he is, it's certainly being respected as Kinyanim. It's very interesting, the Rambam, when he defines after HaKamoicha, what's the mitzvah after HaKamoicha? So he says, just like I care about myself, and I care about my possessions, I need to care that somebody else and his possessions don't get affected. That's what after HaKamoicha is. So he says the person himself, his name and so on, his reputation, his honor, and so on, and the person's property. Recognizing, understanding each person's yichidus, and then understanding, just like a body, it's not meaningful unless it's put together, that's what Midas HaShalom is. The Beiker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Medea, who the Gvulis are, that's when Aaron HaKoyen, the Oyev Shalom, Reid of Shalom, comes into his being as a fully recognized Kohen Gadol. It's because once we know that Klal Yisrael needs a Kohen Gadol to go live life with him, that's the role of Kohen Gadol. He's the Shliach Tzibur for Klal Yisrael, and he's uniquely suited fit. No one else is suited fit. That's when you can have the Shalom. Aaron's Mida of Oyev Shalom, Reid of Shalom comes hand in hand with Boker Reid Hashem. When we have our Kara Gvulis and understanding what each piece is, and together we have a karaf that the pieces must work together, that's when we have the shleimus of Shalom. Shabbos.